Welcome everybody to the April 13th meeting of town council. First item, will everybody please silence their cell phones? Next item is the Pledge of Allegiance and the invocation. Thank you. So what we'll do is we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and then do the invocation. If any of you are uncomfortable doing the invocation, you can step out the door and Chief Shiflett will retrieve you afterwards.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and ask you to guide us and direct us as we do the town's business. Lord, we ask you to be a part of the discussion and guide us by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, as we commune and finish our business, we ask for safe travels home in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, Chief, we got three public hearings on. Do you have anything in?
Nobody's on anything.
Okay, so first, I will open the public hearing on the CIP program. Public hearing is now open. Anybody wants to jump up? Nobody rushing to the podium? Close the public hearing on the CIP. With the CIP, public hearing open and closed, I will entertain a motion to accept the CIP as presented. Ms. Turner made the motion. You second the motion?
Yes, sir.
Is there any discussion? Being none, vote time. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye. Aye.
3-0-0-2. Next public hearing is the budget. I will open the floor for the budget. I will close. So I am looking for a consensus from council to put this on the agenda for next month for a vote on the budget.
I have just a clarifying question for the manager, if I can, and I'm only here for that. The budget? Sorry, I should have called you earlier, but we were both out of place. I have one question about the budget.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. We've got a motion. Let me get a second, and then we'll open it to discussion.
That's fine.
I have a second from Ms. Turner. Now, Ms. Wheaton, do you have any discussion?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Turner, it's your turn. There we go. We got it right now.
Can I have a discussion?
Now you got it. It's your turn. Now, that's why I went through that.
In the budget, where you have discussed about the salary increases, and then you talked about the cap, in our discussions in finance, there was a discussion about roughly 4% increase for staff over 60,000.
I used myself as an example.
Right.
So for everyone who is over $60,000, their raise is based on $60,000. So that's the cap, is that at $60,000, everyone over that gets the same amount, and it is 7.4% of $60,000.
Okay, so
yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I was looking for the reason for clarification, I was looking for that 4% number in that paragraph, and I did not find it. So thank you for clarifying.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You done?
I'm done.
All right. Ms. Carter, you have it.
Yeah.
Vote, Ms. Carter. This is for the putting it on the agenda for next month. Fill me off for a second. Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Wood?
Aye.
4-0-0-2. Next public hearing for changing the IDA to an EDA. Anybody like to address that? Okay, I will entertain a motion to change the IDA to an EDA.
I'll make that motion.
Ms. Turner, second from this week. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, not to be too terribly technical, but I think the motion probably should be a motion to adopt the ordinance as presented.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we will, would you like to revise your motion then?
Sure. Would you like to repeat that for me?
It's the same effect as exactly what you said, I think, but the motion would be to adopt the ordinance
we'd
as
like
presented.
We'd like to adopt the ordinance to change the from an IDA to an EDA.
Okay. And Ms. Wheaton, you still second that?
I second that.
Is there any discussion? Vote. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Clark?
Aye.
Vote is 3-0-0-2. Chief, when you were out there browsing a little ago, did you see any citizen comments?
I did not, sir.
Okay.
May I ask a question on the IDA and the EDA?
Uh-huh.
You have voted now to change it.
Yes, sir.
With no more hearings or anything?
No, sir. That's why we had the public hearing.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm on the IDA.
Okay.
I've done a number for years. The question I have is why go from the IDA to the EDA when the county is EDA? Is that going to create confusion from people's standpoint or someone calling and thinking you're getting the IDA to do something at Groton Park? And how the EDA, is that going to be?
From the perspective of staff, we don't see a long-term issue with a conflict between the two names simply because we have so many things that are the same. I mean, you have a county zoning administrator, you have a town zoning administrator, you have a county planning commission, you have a town planning commission, you'll have a town EDA, you'll have a county EDA. I think there'll be confusion in the short term while everyone gets used to the new name. But there are many repeated items between the two bodies, so we do know that there'll be a learning curve for that, but we don't see it as a long-term issue. We see that as a short-term issue. And it's really from the perspective of the code, there is no difference between the authority of an industrial development authority or the authority of an economic development authority. State code says that this body, this entity which you have, can be called by either one of those two names. There is not some other name you could come up with. It's either the IDA or the EDA according to state code. And so the thought really just was from council during their strategic planning session and as we talked about with the EDA, that there's a desire to be more focused on a broader array of what we do to improve the town's business climate, such as doing the business visitations that you participated in.
And if I may also speak to that, I did bear that very question in mind when I was drafting the ordinance. And so the full title of the previously known IDA would be the Economic Development Authority of the Town of Amherst, Virginia. So that if people are using the full title, it's very clear it's not the county CDA.
Yeah, that would help, yes. I just, thinking was that somebody calling up looking for my EDA and thinking that they were buying a lot at IDA and they get confused about where I had to go or what they had to do. That was where we were coming from. Mm. And I don't think the members of the IDA, I just found out about it. I don't think they know about it either. So you may just put a note out it's what you've done about it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Webb. All right, next is the consent agenda. I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from last month's meeting.
I make that motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I have a motion from Ms. Carton. I have a second, please.
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Turner. Any discussion? All those in favor, just say, Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
3-0-0-2. Staff reports are included on your packet. Ms. Carton, did you have a finance committee meeting?
No, sir.
Okay. And Ms. McGuffin?
Yes, sir.
Utilities? You know where I'm going. Other reports with the Planning Commission, the now EBA, Property Maintenance Investigation Board, and Robert E. Lee, they've got to have two meetings in this minutes are attached. Next item is the purchase approval for a maintenance truck. Last month we brought, I believe it was last month, correct?
Yes, sir.
Brought before council for a truck. It appears one has shown up. So, Ms. McGuffin.
So, staff is simply asking for purchase approval for a truck. Mr. Thompson was able to find this, so y'all have all been emailed this, so you've seen the information. We're just asking for formal purchase approval of this for $57,283.
Okay. And I will entertain a motion to go ahead and proceed, have staff proceed with the purchase of the new maintenance truck.
I'll make that motion that they proceed with the purchase as presented here in this
packet. I have a motion from Ms. Carter. May I have a second, please?
A second.
Second from Ms. Wheat. Is there any discussion?
I'm just glad he was able to find the truck.
I know.
It's such a quick
move. Turn around.
Exactly.
I think he's able to get it right now.
So we're appropriating my name?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Vote. Ms. Carton.
Aye.
Ms. Turner.
Aye.
And Ms. Wheat.
Aye.
3-0-0-2. Ms. McGuffin, the authorization to apply for waterline funding.
So, as you all know, we have made regular use of VDH's revolving water loan fund, and we have several water lines that have been long-term on our list of things to replace. And Tracy and I have had conversations about the possibility of applying for funding, and Tracy looked at me and said, you have to stop. We can't do any more debt funding right now, even though we have been pretty successful in getting large amounts of grant funding, or as they call it, principal forgiveness. However, Mr. White really has encouraged me to go ahead and authorize him to fill out two applications because VDH is going to be giving him out some amount of free money. So because of the incredible amount of money that VDH has been given through ARPA, plus with the state having additional money, the state has also put additional money into the revolving loan fund. The state has indicated, VDH has indicated, that they are going to be funding projects this year, not all the projects, but there will be projects funded this year that do not have any matching requirements. So what we would like to do is go ahead and apply for Sunset Drive for that waterline replacement. That is an older line, and then additionally, when you get out to Sunset Hills further down, it goes down to a 2-inch line, so it is an undersized line. We have had additional people who have wanted to get on at the end of Sunset. We don't have any capacity at the end of Sunset. So we'd like to go ahead and replace Sunset, and then the other one we'd like to put in is a connection between Whitehead and Maple, because that, again, you've got a little bit of an undersized line in there, and it's an older line. So these are the two projects. One's a larger project, one's a smaller project. See if VDH decides that either one of these is a no match required project. If VDH says there's a match required, we pass. If VDH says, here's your total principal forgiveness project, then we move forward with it. So just wanted to make sure that, and I really just a consensus that there isn't any question or issue from council, and we will move forward with it. Obviously, once we get to the point that we've got actual funding items, that's when it's going to come back to you. Before we accept anything, it would come back to you, but just wanted to make sure that there weren't any questions or issues.
Okay, does anybody have any questions of Ms. McGuffin or what she just told?
No.
All right, I'm just asking for a head nod saying that we have a consensus to authorize staff and then to go ahead and proceed for free money.
Free only.
Okay, we're there. All right. Next item on the agenda is the consideration of ordinance amendment for the trash, removal of trash cans. Mr. Lansing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. To refresh on the last meeting, the town council gave me direction to pursue an ordinance that, instead of involving civil penalties for leaving a trash can in a public right-of-way. It would instead involve simply taking the trash can out of the public right-of-way. That's what town staff would do. And then there would be a $50 return fee. That was where things stood at our last meeting. Since then, the town council gave direction to pursue a few changes. One was to look into changing the times up, at least a little bit. There wasn't a clear specificity about exactly what times, but since then the mayor has provided some specific direction on noon of Sunday to noon the day after collection day. So that will be a 48-hour window. And the draft ordinance that you have in your agenda, you can look at the exact changes that have been redlined, stricken through, or added, so that you can see exactly what the changes are. I should correct it, blue lined technically.
There
you go. You gotta take away my red pen. This has been written flexibly because sometimes collection day is a day other than Monday. And let's say it was Tuesday because of a holiday. It would move as a result of that. So this is pretty flexible wording. The second change that the town council asked me to implement was that the $50 return fee would only be imposed upon a second violation. So there's a one strike, or I guess a two strike policy, that the first time you leave it, it's still removed from the public right of way by town staff, but you can get it back for free. The second time, there's the $50 return fee. One note that I would just add, whatever times the town council wants to adopt, if we go with noon on Sunday, whatever we do, we just need to make sure that the town code is consistent in the application. There is one other code section that specifies Sunday at 6 p.m. as the beginning of the collection window. So if we want to go with Sunday at noon, we just need to make sure that we change that other code section. And that's something I can easily implement, and I can just include that in whatever we authorize for public hearing.
Okay. Does anybody else, and if you want, the reason I threw out the 12 to 12 was because I've been watching the trash cans lately, mm-hmm. and a lot of people midday Sunday, they put their trash cans out. And then sometimes it's like, and I know this happened to me this week, I got mine up Tuesday morning because I was gone all day Monday. You know, I was running, didn't get home until late Monday night, and that was the last thing on my mind was picking up my trash can. So then I got up on Tuesday morning, and there were still people on Main Street that were pulling in their trash cans on Tuesday morning. So, and the other reason that, and I explained it to Ms. McGuffin, was that means that on first thing Tuesday morning, the town staff is not out looking for trash cans. They've got 4 or 5 hours right there when they come to work to whatever their normal daily activities are, they're riding by. So when they know come 2 o'clock, they ride back by, that's been there. Just, you know, that shouldn't be the first thing that they have to do on a Tuesday morning, is start picking up trash cans. And then they'll be able to make a mental note of where the cans were and stuff like that as the day goes on. That was the reasoning behind my suggestion on the time thing.
My opinion is, I agree with the Sunday time, but Monday, what about the people that are, I mean, it's one thing if you're on vacation, you always have someone come get it for you. What about the couples that are working 9 to 5 and they can't get home before noon to the meeting?
This is on Tuesday. It's not Monday.
It's the next day.
Oh. Tuesday at 12.
I'm sorry.
That's why I did that.
I'll
be guilty
of
that.
You're right.
So I went with basically the day after and the day before, 12 to 12.
That's right. Thank you.
So
that's perfect.
All right. So That's mine. If we can get a motion to take this to public hearing, and then we can discuss any other changes.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, I have a motion from Ms. Wheaton. Can I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Carton. Now, is there any discussion on this to change what we're bringing next month for the public hearing? Okay. So we will take a vote. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Carr?
Aye.
It's carried 3002 to be brought next month for a public hearing. And without all your red lines.
So, sounds good.
All right. Next item, back to you, Ms. McGuffin, is the mutual aid agreement, which I remember we signed 4 years ago or whatever. So it's just go ahead.
Yes, sir. So every 4 years there is a renewed mutual aid agreement for the region for our police and sheriff's departments, and essentially they are just all agreeing to provide aid to each other. It gives them some rights as they go back and forth between jurisdictions. So this expires at the end of this month. Essentially what I'm asking for you to do is to pass the resolution, and then I would be authorized to sign my portion, and then there's also a portion that the clerk and the mayor would sign to make sure that you get the resolution, and we'll get that into them.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to accept the resolution.
I make that motion that we move forward with the resolution.
Okay, I have
a second
from Ms. Turner. Is there any discussion? No discussion. Ms. Carr?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Okay, 3002. Matters from staff?
No, sir.
Chief?
No, sir.
Mr. Pierre?
No, sir.
Once again, thank you for the photo. Ms. Tracy? Mr. Lansing?
No, thank you, Ms. Ray.
And Ms. Carter.
Huh?
McGuffin.
I did so good, I've been
fighting the whole time and I just blew it at the end. Oh well.
No, sir, not
me. Okay. Matters from council. Ms. Wheaton.
Yes. I would like direction from council, whether it be with Ms. Carter or our attorney. But on July 10th of 2018, Amherstown Council voted to expel one of its members. In 2019, if I'm not mistaken, I came forward trying to introduce ideas to change the provision of the charter, the town charter, that allows council to vote off any member with concurrence of 2/3 of the members. That means to get the required 2/3, the other 4 council members have to agree. So that meant the 74 votes that one council member received overturned the 511 votes that I received. So when I brought that to council's attention in 2019, I was voted down. I would like direction from whomever it needs to be on how to go about facilitating bringing this to a public hearing.
Okay.
And excuse me, if I may also add, I do have a lot of research that I did before. I would like the public input in doing so. Before I said, let's do it this way, let's do it that way, I believe the public should speak to it. And if I may have direction from council as to how to facilitate this project.
Okay, this is my fault on this. Council can change it if they like, but I set the agenda. And I think with an election year coming up, there's a possibility it could be a sweeping change. I think this is something that should be addressed after the election and not before the election.
Why is that?
Because
I understand.
There's a possibility there could be a sweeping change of people. And I think that the new people coming in should have the right to make that decision instead of the older people who may be going out.
Okay, so right now for council members. So right now it's Mr. Watts and I running unopposed. You're running unopposed, and we have a gentleman, Mr. Chase, running unopposed.
Well, we've still got a couple months.
Well, may I at least have direction from council on how to begin facilitating this? Because if we do have a new member show up to run, then that's to be discussed. But if not, we may go ahead and go for it.
I still want to put it after the year because Mr. Chase is coming in. If he's running unopposed. Which will also, he needs to be read in it and up to date. So I still prefer that we set it on the agenda after the election, when the new year starts, when we do all of our continuation of government stuff and all of that, we can put that into the agenda at that point to be discussed.
I don't agree with that because I believe this could be something that our voters could look to upon electing new members to council.
Well, I get to set the agenda, and so that's where I'm going to set it on the agenda.
Okay. Do I have any say against that?
No, ma'am, because I set the agenda.
Is there any way I can go speak to the public about this without getting in trouble, Mr. Lansing? Could you do a research on if I may go to our community while I'm speaking to my constituents about my voting and my record coming up? May I speak to them about this freely and get their opinions on it, whether we do anything or not? It would be like an idea.
Well, under the First Amendment, you can have conversations with your constituents.
Okay.
I don't believe the mayor has directed you otherwise.
Correct. I just want to clarify that. I'm
sure.
Not going to get in trouble with anyone if I speak to it. Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Carter.
Oh.
I'm learning my lesson.
No, Mr. Lansing took care of it.
Okay. All right. Ms. Turner.
No, I don't have anything.
And Ms. Carter. Okay. Then, is there any more citizens coming? Did anybody slip in the back and sign?
I don't think so, sir. No, sir.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes, make that motion.
Okay, and a second?
Okay.
Second for Ms. Wheaton. Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.